Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, what are we witnessing right now?
I can say it's wow. You know, that was super impressive. He dominated one of the best lineups in the league. You know, he made it look easy. It's just everything about the kid, you know, not only what we're seeing on the mound, but just the way he carries himself, you know. He's got electric stuff, but he's got pitchability. He knows what he's doing on the mound. He knows how to manipulate the baseball. He knows what hitters are trying to do to him. He's not afraid to use all of his pitches. Like, he pitches today, you know. When he's behind, he's got the ability to spin the ball and get back in counts. He's not afraid to challenge hitters. Like, it's pretty impressive.
He was filling up the zone at an unbelievable level tonight. What does it say about him as a rookie in his third career start in a game of that magnitude against that lineup, just to have the confidence to attack the whole night?
It's hard to describe. It's hard to describe because, you know, a guy that's making his third start at the big league level and where we are on the schedule, who we're facing, like you said, you know, and for him to just go out there and let me be myself and I'm going to challenge you guys. But again, he's got so many weapons that it's hard to, as a hitter, you know, like, he's a sweeper, he's a curveball, he's a sinker, he's the cutter, he's the changeup, he's a four-seam, you know, and he's very unpredictable, you know. So it's just exciting, obviously. It's fun to watch. And, yeah, like, man, it's, I mean, I can sit here and continue to talk about the kid, but, man, it's fun.
Anthony?
I know you don't want to put too much on him, but if he's even, you know, like 80% of this going forward, what does it do for your team and big picture what you're trying to do here down the stretch and where you're trying to go?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. You know, we've been missing that type of performance pretty much a whole year. And here we are, you know, when we got to go, you know, and just as a team knowing that when he takes the baseball, you feel pretty good about your chances, you know. That's a really good feeling. So he tells everyone in that room that I'm here with you guys. Let's go.
Mike.
You started the series seven games back of the Phillies. You picked up three. I mean, does this division seem more manageable now within striking distance?
I mean, look, I mean, we're going to continue to take it one day at a time, you know. Baseball's crazy, you know. Everything happens fast here, you know. We have to continue to control the things that we can control, and that's coming in, day out, with a mission, with a purpose, and that's winning ball games, you know. We know we're good. That's a good team there, and we got, I don't know how many games left, but every game counts, and that's our mentality right now. We'll come in here, and we got to take care of business.
You have an update on Francisco Alvarez?
No, I was just told that he got hit on the pinky, and he's getting checked out right now. So, but I haven't heard anything.
The pinky on his
left hand. Yes, yeah, the receiving one, yes.
Andy.
I know you got reports on McLean in the minor leagues and saw video and all that stuff, but are you surprised by just how polished he is, like right out of the gate in the major leagues, both in terms of the pitchability that you said as a rookie and the makeup stuff?
Yeah, so we knew the makeup and like everything that we hear from everyone. There was not one single guy that say anything different. It was just like how mature, like his poise, he's like his ability to slow the game down. The way he raised his game in the biggest moment. But, like, for me, it's just the pitchability. Like, we know the stuff is there. But just having the confidence to, like I said, throw every pitch at any time, and he knows that he can get anybody out. Like, it's pretty impressive the way he feels his position, well, he controls the running game. Like, the feel for the situation is, wow, that's pretty good.
And then as he got into the seventh and eighth, did you see any evidence of tiring a little bit? And if so, then impressive that he...
Not really, because we know how he was using all of his secondary pitches, right? The sweeper, the curb. And then you see Bond, leading off, and he's 96, the fourth seamer. He's like, wow, you know, like there's a lot in the tank here, you know. And then he gets to two strikes, and he's trying to sneak one by. And obviously, he's a guy that puts the ball in play. He's a good hitter and gets him the other way. But then you see it. He, you know, first and third, and he continues to make pitches. And then kind of like, let me flip it back here, and let me use my secondary pitches. Like, that's pitching there, you know. Like, so, yeah, I didn't see anything, especially in the seventh or eighth, as like he was like, oh, man, he's getting tired. Like, I didn't see any of that.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.